Welcome to chapter 38 of Autobiographical Tales of a Homo Sapien with a Low Measure of Melanin and a Heterosexual Attraction to Anthropods of the Female Gender. Welcome. imagine if you listened to a podcast called that. That's all of you. How much would that suck? I wouldn't know because I don't listen to this shit, but you guys do. I just participated in it, which is probably worse. How are we all going, guys? I've had a good week. I'm pumped to be here this week. I'm pumped for multiple reasons. Reason number one, the tour starts on Friday. My first, or it started, but I did Newcastle and Melbourne like a month ago, but I had a bit of a break. And then Sydney's this Friday, then Brisbane. And it's just, Sydney sold out, which is super exciting. So if you might have seen during the week, remember last week I said it was sold out. We spoke to the venue. They said we could add like 20 extra seats or something. I don't know. Like, I'm pretty sure it's just going to be a massive fire hazard now. Because, like, you can't just make extra space appear out of thin air. They were like, yeah, like, this is the capacity. And then I sold that out. And then I was like to them, hey, we sold it out. And they were like, oh, really? They just assumed I wouldn't sell it out, which is fair enough. And then if they listen to this podcast, they'd be like, oh, he'll probably sell like two tickets. It's going to be great. It's going to be an easy night for us. But no, sold it out. Then they're like, oh, you could probably add 20 more. And I was like, all right, may as well. And now they're all, actually, no, let's check. I think that's sold out. Let's go check my ticket. Oh, there's two more left. So there's two more tickets left to Sydney. Then it is officially maximum sold outness. So go get the two ticket. If you're listening to this and you want to come, just come, I guess. Bring a mate. There's two tickets left. So yeah, that's really cool. And there's still tickets left to Brisbane, which would be cool. Get down to that. Anyway, that's why I'm pumped up. So this week, right, I've had last week I had a week where I did nothing, but I did everything. I've had a similar week this week, just preparing stuff and I don't even know where the week goes, to be honest. I literally wake up and it's like, oh, it's Monday again. I have to shit on. but yesterday I went to an anti-vaccine protest. I lost my protest virginity. Actually, that sounds like I was protesting. I wasn't there for the protest. Well, I was there for the... Okay, I wasn't there protesting. I was there with my buddy Lewis, who some of you may know, Lewis Spears. And he was just fucking with them and I was just there. he needed someone to help him film and help fuck with them. And, you know, it's weird if you go by yourself. So I just went with him. And it was quite funny. Like, I'd never been to a protest before. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever been to a protest. But the only people who go to protests are crazy. Like, they're deluded fucking people. Because, like, even if you have a certain opinion or you want something changed, the kind of conservative people are like, yeah, I disagree with that, and who have logical arguments, and who have just like, yeah, I really disagree with that, but look, there's nothing, you know, I could do a protest, but I could also just, you know, go to my kid's footy game on a Sunday and not, like, chant with a bunch of fucking morons in the city. Like, that's what most normal people do. So the only people who actually attend these protests are batshit crazy, and it was hilarious. So what they were protesting was, if you don't know about what's happening with that anti-vaccine thing, this is as far as my understanding goes. I'm going to be honest, I haven't done a lot of research into the issue at all, but this is what I understood from yesterday. The government has introduced a law or is trying to introduce a law. I think it's already a law that if you don't vaccinate your kids, essentially, you don't get the same health benefits as other people because, you know, their studies show that if you don't vaccinate your kids, they're more likely to get sick. So why should you get the same health benefits if you decide not to vaccinate your kids? Like, you don't have to vaccinate your kids, but you just, if you don't, then you don't get the same health benefits, which I think is a fairly logical, I'm probably on the side where that's a fairly logical reason. And I think, yeah, look, studies have shown that vaccinations help and the kids, and then all these other people are just going, no, vaccinations are poison, they're rat poison, they're making our kids autistic. And then there's one dude just like over on the side yelling about how the government is like tyrannical and stuff. And I'm like, dude, I think you're at the wrong protest. And he was dressed like Neo from The Matrix. And I was just like, dude, you're not helping this cause, okay? You're actually letting down your side with like, you know, some people, they're too passionate and all, because there were some people there, like, just, you know, like, oh, you know, I've got two kids and I've done a bit of research and I strongly disagree with, you know, that you have to vaccinate your kids if I don't want to vaccinate, and they were being quite reasonable. And then there's one dude just doing fucking bullet time in the corner, holding like some sign about the New World Order and trying to start a revolution, like in the Flagstaff Gardens. And you're just like, dude, you're the reason why this protest is going to be unsuccessful, okay, in making this change. Like, because if I was like a politician and like I saw all these, you know, people with, you know, reasonable opinions going, hey, we just think you need to change this. It's probably, it's not fair. And then I'd be like, oh, I'd probably start to consider it. And then I'd look over, I'd see this one batshit crazy dude wearing unironic speed dealers, just yelling about the fucking Illuminati. And I'd be like, oh no, you're all fucked. You're all crazy people. And just because there's like, because there's a few people who come to these protests. Here's what I think. There's some people who come to these type of protests and they don't know what the protest is about. Like, they've seen an event on Facebook that says protests happening this time, this date, this location, and they've read the first sentence of the description, and like the person who's made the event is like, you know, the government's made this law, and they just stop. And then they just see the government and they're like, fuck, I'm there. I'm going to bring my banner from last time. And they're like, that was also unrelated to that protest. Like, I reckon this one Matrix-looking dude, like this Neo dude, just comes to every single protest. Like, he probably, like, goes on strike with the teachers and the nurses. And they're all like, hey, we need more pay. We're being treated unfairly in the workplace. And he's just like, fucking the New World Order. You're all corrupt. We're going to start a revolution. And you're like, and then the reason why nurses are still so underpaid, and same with primary school teachers and high school teachers, is because fucking this Neo dude keeps rocking up with his shitty Illuminati banner and ruining it for everyone. And like, because we did, like, so what we were there for, right? I don't want to give too much away because we were there. I was there filming a thing with Lewis, and it's for his channel, and he was, you know, interviewing some of the people. Just, you know, you'll see it if you're a fan of Lewis. Anyway, so we were interviewing some of the people there for his YouTube channel, and which means we spoke to all kinds of people who were at the protest. We spoke to the crazy ones and got, you know, a funny reaction out of them, and we also spoke to some people who, you know, were quite reasonable, and he was like a father of two, and, you know, as I said before, he had a reasonable opinion, and so he wasn't batshit crazy. And he, like, even though he must be a little bit crazy because he's rocked up to, like, to this thing, you know, on a Sunday instead of, you know, going watch his kid play footy or something like that, or taking him out to the park, which is probably what you should be doing, spending time with the kids, not at a protest. But anyway, it was just quite interesting because I'd never experienced anything like this before. I'd never been to a protest. I lost my protest virginity, which was exciting. Oh, not really though, because I wasn't protesting. Here's the thing. I realized it was quite sad, actually. I was looking around at all these people who had just banded together in unison and were so passionate about this one issue and this one cause. And I looked around and they were all chanting like, no jab, no pay, that's unethical. Like, when do we want it? You know, something like now. I don't know what these chants are. But I was just watching all these people just, you know, become so passionate about this thing. And all I could think was, I don't give a fuck about anything as much as these people give a fuck about this. Anything. Like, I don't care about bacon that much. Like, really, like, all these people, like, while these people were trying to change the world, all I could think about was, oh, I probably should have had an extra pancake this morning. I don't think I'm full enough. You know, my stomach was rumbling a bit. Then I was like, oh, you know, I think I walked past a hot dog stand on the way here. Oh, it's 11:30. It's a bit too early for a hot dog. And all these people are trying to change the world, and all I can think about is what I'm going to have for lunch. Like, I don't know if that's just, like, being young and immature. I think it might be, but I just don't care about anything. Like, I would never, like, the reason why I was at the protest was to fuck with the people, with Lewis, like, was to ruin their day. I wasn't really there because, you know, we kind of disagree with what they're protesting about. But, I don't know. I felt like just, I looked at what they were doing, and then I looked at what I was going to be doing with my Sunday morning, which was just sleeping, you know, maybe write a video, write some dick jokes, and then play some computer games. And then, like, that's my life. And then these people are out there trying to make a difference. And you know what? I wouldn't change that for the world, all right? Because I couldn't bring myself to give a fuck about that. Even if I was a parent and I was like, thought I vaccinated my kid and he got autism, and I would be like, oh, well, I'll just give him a fidget spinner and he'll be fine. And then I just keep on doing, you know, then I just have lunch and I'm satisfied. Anyway, I just thought that was quite interesting, going to and seeing these, I don't know, this group of people care about something. It was something that I couldn't fathom. Like, the only thing I really care about is, like, comedy and fat birds. Like, no, I don't really care about fat birds. I just think it's funny to fat shame them. That's the thing. I care about, like, one thing. Anyway, good on these people for trying to make a difference. I don't necessarily agree with them, but good on them. So that was what I did yesterday. That was quite an interesting day. Also did some photo shoots for merch for the tour. With M, who you can find at Remedy on Instagram, and a dude called at Illshots, if you want to see him. Two very talented people, so you'll see those photos up, you know, over the next month or so. And it was so weird. The reason why I bring it up is I've never done any sort of modeling before. Like, look at me. I'm not a model. Like, I have a bit of a fucked face, so not even that. I just have a really boring face, so it's just like, I just do comedy because, like, you know, I've got to make up for my head. So, like, I've never done any sort of modeling. And she was like, you know, like, he was like, all right, now sit on these steps. And, like, you know, he starts taking photos of us. And I'm like, oh, have we started? And he's like, yeah, man. I'm like, oh, cool. And then I'm just like, she's like doing all these poses, like, you know, just acting like cool and natural. And I'm just like stiff as, with my arms straight down by my side, with like a shit grin, like, just like looking like I was about to touch you, like a child. And I'm like, and the photographer's like, come on, man, just loosen up, just, you know, like, lean, you know, stand a bit, like, put your hand in your pocket. And I was like, oh, trying to look, I'm like, dude, this isn't natural for me. Like, I feel more comfortable on a stage in front of 300 people than I do right now in a back alley taking photos for my Instagram. And I've never really, like, had much, well, this sounds rude, but I've never really had much respect for models and people who do modeling. Not that, like, you know, I think that's an awesome job, but, like, I've always just had the perception of, like, oh, you know, they're just hot girls, and then they just, you know, they, or hot guys, whatever, and they're just good looking people who get a photo taken of them, and then that's their job. And, like, you know, you're being paid to be good looking. No, it's quite hard to look, like, natural and good in front of someone, like, when it's so forced and manufactured like that, when it's like you're only there just to take the photos. Like, the last thing I do in that moment is look natural. Like, it's weird. And I was just like, wow, this is a way harder than it looks. So if you're a model and you're out there listening to this, I have respect for what you do, okay? On a day-to-day basis. You stand there and look pretty, but not even that. You look comfortable. And that was the hardest thing. Like, I was never going to be looking pretty, but I was like, at least I could look natural and comfortable. But anyway, so that was the thing. I did modeling yesterday after that. Modeling. Like, whoever would have thought me modeling? That's the worst shit I've ever heard. Anyway, so what else do I want to talk about this week? Okay. So, last week, I was telling you guys about Peter Pigeon. He's become quite the local, or not the local, quite the Z-grade celebrity during the week. I've noticed that lots of you guys have been adding Peter Pigeon on Facebook. Now, if you're just really confused right now, go back and listen to last week's podcast, but I'll give a brief recap. I was contacted by Dylan, I think it was, and he said there is a Facebook account of a fat bird, and he linked it to me, and it was Peter Pigeon. And this Pigeon Facebook account is one of the most incredible Facebook accounts I've ever seen. It's filled with bird puns, and it's almost as trash as this podcast, which means I'm like, I have to get, you know, Peter Pigeon on the podcast, or at least the guys who run the account. I'm assuming Peter Pigeon has social media managers because he's that much of a big shot in the pigeon world. But anyway, so as you guys said, I'm like, I'm going to endeavor to track down Peter Pigeon. and get him on the podcast. And you know what? Some people would think, oh, that's easy. I'll just message the page, whatever. Apparently, Peter Pigeon has better things to do than reply to me, okay? I put myself out there to Peter, right? Not really expecting a response, because let's be honest, it's Peter Pigeon, and he's clearly out of this podcast league. Like, you know, he's, as far as A-list, I said Z-list before as a joke. I mean, as far as A-list celebrities go, you've got your Brads, you've got your Angelinas, you've got your Jennifer Anistons, and then Peter Pigeon's not too far above them. Okay, so he's definitely, you know, superior to your A-list, you know, Hollywood celebs. But in the bird world, he's at the top. But even in the human world, Peter Pigeon is probably above them. So I will admit, I didn't have high hopes when I messaged him. But I put myself out there. I was like, you know what? There's no pain in asking Peter Pigeon to maybe, if he could do a quick chirp on the podcast or of the his social media managers. Like, imagine that, even getting his social media managers on the podcast. What a thrill that will be for, A, the listenership, for all you guys of this podcast, but me. I mean, as a massive Peter Pigeon fan, I'd be over the moon. I'd be over the nest, as Peter would say. Anyway, that's just a little bird reference. Anyway, so I put myself out there to Peter. I said, I contacted Peter through his official account and said, hey, Peter, big fan. So, look, I'm a huge fan, but I was trying to play it cool. Anyone who isn't can get flocked. So that's pretty... I entered with humor. Maybe I came on too strong. Maybe that's why he hasn't replied to me. I said, hey, Peter, big fan. Anyone who isn't can get flocked. I'm keen to get yourself or your two social media managers pictured in the cover photo on my podcast. I'm happy to have all three of you on, and they can translate for you, because obviously Peter wouldn't speak English, but I'm assuming his social media managers must be able to translate, because they've been posting dope statuses of, you know, from Peter's thoughts and what he gets up to during the week. So, and then I said, regards, your friend and fan, Luke. Look, maybe I came on a little bit strong to Peter, but look, you've got to put yourself out there sometimes, and you've got to be, you know, you've got to initiate the kind of spark. So look, there we go, guys. I said I'd try and get Peter on, and I'm doing my best. I'll keep following it up during the week. Hopefully we get a response back from Peter. I'll contact Dylan again, who recommended Peter to me. And we'll just keep trying. I mean, you guys probably thought this was going to be a walk in the park. I'll just message this Facebook account. They'll be really keen to come on the podcast, all right? Mate, Peter's a busy pigeon, all right? He's got things to peck. He's got probably fat birds to shame, because he's quite not quite a fat bird. I would say big-boned, as Peter's mum would have told him as a kid. Big-boned bird, quite broad flaps. That's not his wings. He's got quite a broad vagina, because I still don't know if it's Peter, if it's a female or male pigeon. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about Peter Pigeon only because I feel like we're all coming on strong. Maybe this is what we do, guys. Maybe, you know, I feel like, because I noticed he's got a lot more friends on Facebook now because of this podcast and him getting mentioned last week. I think we're all coming on too strong. I mean, we've embraced him so quickly as a community of, you know, bird fans, like, because that's really what this podcast is now. It's more just a fat bird fan club. And I think we've come on far too strong. And it'd be intimidating. If I was Peter, I probably wouldn't, you know, I'd take a week. So this is what I'm thinking, guys. Lots of you guys have been messaging me. Here's some of the feedback, actually, before I say this. Here's some of the feedback that what I've been getting from Peter Pigeon. Lots of people have been messaging me screenshots. Peter Pigeon has become like sisters and brothers on Facebook with some of you. So all these people messaging me, you know, you have lived a good life when your boy Peter love reacts your profile picture. So Peter has been giving out the love, but you guys have been responding with way too much keenness. Someone said, made a status saying, imagine someone actually giving a fuck about your day and your feelings. Imagine someone giving a fuck about you. So that was posted by Elena, and obviously Elena's having a few troubles there. Anyway, Elena, Peter Pigeon, because of the gentleman of the pigeon he is, Oh, she is, we don't know, said, I love you, you are spectacular. And then Elena starts frothing, starts going, oh my god, Peter Pigeon is the best. She messages me all this stuff about Peter Pigeon. All right, you're coming on too strong, okay? Peter Pigeon's really just being nice. He's got bigger fish to fry, he's got bigger things to do, bigger things to peck. And you guys were giving a lot of love, and I think we've scared Peter off as a community. See, here's my plan for getting Peter on the podcast. This week, we're just going to freeze Peter Pigeon out. Now, I know, I can already hear the outcry, and you guys are probably going to start a protest. You're going to get Neo to come. Look, just refrain from that and let me hear me out, all right? The reason why I believe we should freeze out Peter Pigeon this week is, just to counteract the fact that we've been coming on way too strong, like, as a community. I mean, I didn't help. I sent him a message. I'm sure lots of you guys did. So I think if he stops receiving all this admiration and, the admiration that, let's be honest, he deserves, it's Peter Pigeon. But if he stops receiving all this positive affirmation in his life, Peter might come crawling back to the podcast. That's what I reckon. So I just urge you all to try and resist contacting Peter this week. If he posts something, maybe just don't love react it. Like react it. All right. Just like his posts. That's fine. But don't love react him. Don't give him that. Don't give him the pleasure. All right. Because really, we're on the hook. All right. He's got us absolutely wrapped around his finger. And this week, we just need to unravel and let's just pretend we don't really care about Peter. Obviously, we're all fucking nuts, mad, crazy for him, but let's just tone it down and maybe think him, lull him into a false sense of security. Oh my God, last week I was loved by this fat bird loving community, and now maybe Mum was right. Maybe I'm just big boned. Maybe I'm not fat after all. No. Peter Pigeon has enough chub going around, okay? That's not the issue. Let's just pretend, though. Let's just stop talking about it, all right? After I count to three here, Peter Pigeon is being officially freezed out by the Memoirs of a White Guy community, and I have a tear running down my face right now as I feel like Kim Jong-un, just like, I feel like this is a dictatorship, but if there's one thing, I'd like to think this podcast is more of a democracy, but if there's one thing I'm going to try and strictly enforce this week, it's the freeze out. And it's for the good of you guys as well, because it means that one day, one glorious day, we may be blessed by a guest interview with hopefully the social media managers of Peter the Pigeon, the Facebook account. But nay, may I? I mean, I don't even want to say it to get your hopes up, but, and I also don't want to, try and fly too close to the sun, But one day we could be blessed with an interview of Peter Pigeon himself. All right, so I'm going to count to three, and after that, we're freezing him out, guys. Good luck for the week. I know certainly I'll be struggling with it every day, waking up, must message Peter Pigeon. No, we're freezing him out. So, and that's the kind of resistance that you guys are going to have to do, It's not easy. I didn't say at the very start freezing out Peter Pigeon was going to be easy. I would say it's going to be hard. Anyway, I get what people mean when saying, hey, sometimes, man, you just really get off track and shit on this podcast. So anyway, I'm going to count to three, and then we're all freezing him out. One, two, three. That was an icy wind just going over the podcast there. Have you heard that? Anyway, so fun fact time. It's the middle of the podcast. And as you know from last week, the fun fact, it's the new place where it is in the podcast, because the podcast, as we all heard just then, starts off on a real lull. I just talk about what I've done during the week, and then we go up, pick it up. It's back to the top. It's like a mountain, starts off low, gets high, and then you start the descent back down to the questions and stuff, and just the end, which is never exciting. So this is where the podcast is about to peak. So, you know, you guys can start getting out your horns. It's not actually BYO Fun Fact Horn Week. The horn will be supplied for you guys this week. So if you want to have a week off honking your own horn, that's fair enough. You guys have been pretty good, you know, doing it the last few weeks. So I'll give you a horn this week, but mainly just start preparing. But before we get into the fun fact, I need to address something. There's a few people this week, in particular, who have been making a few wild accusations about this segment. Firstly, some people have been accusing me of dragging out this segment on purpose, of padding at the start before we get into the fun fact. You know, some people have been suggesting that I'm making these intros to the fun fact more convoluted than they need to be. Like I'm trying to unnecessarily enlarge this segment just to stretch it out the length because, and someone suggested it's because I have a lack of content elsewhere in the podcast. The fact that you even think I would try and expand this segment and prolong it for as long as possible by elaborating and broadening a bit and using different synonyms for expanding, it's insulting. Okay, I would never do that. It's like you guys probably think I've just looked up expand in the thesaurus and I'm just, you know, trying to multiply and magnify and lengthen this segment. Like I'm trying to embellish this intro. I'm not, okay? If anything, I'm trying to decrease and minimize the length in which this segment goes for. Like I'm not just going to pretend like I'm going to try to fatten it up for you, okay? I'm going to try and contract the amount of time that I do these intros for, okay? I'm going to compress it, I'm going to reduct it, I'm going to just, you know, really diminish the time in which I'm going to continue going on about this for. That's what I'm trying to do. So to anyone who accused me this week of trying to drag out this segment, you're wrong. Okay, and I think I just proved it then, okay? I would never do that, so how about you just back off and let me do my job, okay? And the second thing that lots of people have been accusing me of this week is some people, and get this, guys, get a fucking load of this. You guys won't believe this. One girl, I forget what her name was, suggested, I'm just laughing thinking about it. She suggested that this segment wasn't fun. She said it's actually a bit insensitive, and some of the facts put a downer on her day. Oh dear. Okay. I'm not sure how you have fun. I don't know what you do for fun. What do you do for fun? Go to the park, go to carnivals, go to festivals, go to music festivals, and with all your friends and sing and dance and smile. You listen to the wrong podcast, sweetie. All right. I don't know. I mean, how the rest of us have fun is, you know, read facts, okay? And that's the only reason to have fun. It's 2017, okay? You can't have fun by smiling anymore. That's offensive, okay? So what we do, instead, so we don't offend anyone, I read facts about the Holocaust, okay? And facts about dying and facts about cancer, okay? Because I don't want to offend anyone. So to the girl who said that, this week's fun fact is dedicated to you. Okay, so thank you for your input and your contribution, but it's actually not welcome. And it fair enough if you're contributing stuff that's true, but like, oh, maybe the fat birds aren't fat. Maybe they've got lots of feathers. Perhaps that's a plausible theory. But to suggest that the fun fact isn't fun, that's absurd. That's one of the funniest things I've heard all week. I was out at comedy nights all week, and that's probably the best joke I've heard. Classic. That was a real tearjerker, that one. Whew. Anyway, thank you for that suggestion. Let's just get into the fun fact. And once again, I feel like I've proven right now that I don't drag out this segment, okay? I think this segment's been quite brief this week. I probably started talking about this about 30 seconds ago, about the fun fact. So let's just, you know, keep this quick and get into it. No honorable mentions this week, just to show you guys how brief and short this segment is. No honorable mentions. We're just going to get straight into the fun fact. So this one was sent in by Stuart. And prepare, guys, because it's a hell of a lot of fun. All right? So you can die from Alzheimer's by means of your brain forgetting to chew, swallow, or breathe. So that's a pretty fun fact. Sound the fun fact horn! Woo! Man, and to suggest that these aren't fun. Oh, that's... If you're a rapper, you'd be ludicrous, okay? Because that is absolutely ludicrous. I'll be honest. Me and Emily have started watching the Fast and Furious series from the start this week. It was so funny, actually. The reason why I mention that is because if you don't know, Ludacris is in that franchise. That's why I thought of that. Anyway, but it was very funny because the first Fast and Furious film, I think it was released in 2001, which was right before political correctness started coming into like mainstream media and before it started to becoming such a huge deal like it is now. Because like the very like first scene, like it was before like homophobia was even a thing, like where it was like rude to be homophobic. Like the first scene of that film is like a fight scene between like Vin Diesel. Oh no, it's between like Paul Walker and some other dude. And the other dude's like, Paul Walker's about to leave. He's like, "Oi, faggot!" And then he just goes over there and punches him in the head. I'm just, I lost my shit. I'm like, because you would never hear that in the new Fast and Furious film. Like, even if it was, if the word faggot was written in the script, they'd just be like, "Nah, get it out of there. It's homophobic and stuff." It's so interesting watching how we've changed, like, culturally just with, you know, and it's a good thing, I guess, because, you know, that is a derogatory word, but it's just, I don't think if I was gay, I'd be offended by the word faggot, but anyway, although I'm not offended by much, that's the thing, I often do the offending, so, except for the fun fact, that is just to put smiles on people's faces, but yeah, so that's, I thought that was quite interesting, just watching that film, then watching the word faggot get dropped, and I was just like, holy shit, this is the most 2001 shit ever. Like, everyone in the movie has, like, unironic speed dealers on, like me in the You Don't Own Me videos, but they're just not doing it for a meme, because they don't even know what a meme is yet. It was 2001, so, like, they're all just walking around with, like, flared pants and neon, like, just like neon watches and stuff on just while they're street racing. It's the best shit. You got to go back and watch those, like that era of film. It was like the Avril Lavigne era. Just when like what happened was the 90s finished, but people weren't ready to like head into something new yet. So people were still like crawling back to trying to crawl back to 1999 and be like, no, we want Nirvana back. Oh, now we just have Avril Lavigne. Oh, fuck it, we'll just go see her, and like, oh, I'm blue, if I was green, I would die, and like, oh, this is good, I think, I don't know, and all these, like, shitty songs came out of that era, like, be boys, fly, girls, put your hands in the air, and then, like, all these people, were like, in that era were like, this is music, this is good, and then, like, 4 years later, they were like, oh, 2005's a thing, and then they were like, oh, Fall Out Boy, this is pretty good. And then, like, you know, people started to get into R&B, and then pop punk became a thing of the past. And then I'm still stuck in 2005, but everyone else moved on. And then they were like, oh, fuck, what's this Korean dude? They're dancing about Gangnam Style. This is pretty good. And then now everyone's like, oh, fuck, Katy Perry's dropped dropped a new song where she cooks herself. This is art. And so now we're completely fucked, but we had a chance to save it, I reckon, in 2001 and get into something good, but we just fucked it as a culture, and as Western culture ruined itself. Anyway, look at that. Look at my bloody social commentary here on Memoirs of a White Guy. For something that's called Memoirs of a White Guy, I don't often give social commentary on what it's like to be white and privileged. I mainly just brag about it. So that's okay. So what I wanted to get into before we end the podcast, how long have we been going for? I've been shitting on for 33 minutes and I've only done two segments. Oh man, that's crazy. All right, so let's do questions, and then we'll get in to the worst fear / phobia, because I asked you guys to send in your fears and phobias this week, which was quite interesting. I'm weirdly interested in shit. Like, I just spend all my time, like, usually people, like, play video games and shit. Like, I spend most of my time just researching one thing all week, and this week was just phobias. for some reason. I just get fascinated by weird shit easily. Anyway, let's read some correspondence and some questions before we get into it. Actually, I don't think we've got many. I'm just going to read one. Let's go. This is from Ellie. Hey, Luke, loving your podcast and congrats for your You Don't Own Me. Thank you. Congrats for making a meme so shit that everyone liked it. Hamish and Andy are my favorite comedians. I love seeing you together. That's very cool. I love seeing us together. So that was very cool. I found a fairly fun fact for you. Oh, I remember this one. This is why I didn't read in the fun fact, because this is just the most... Okay, before I read this, think of the most, like, female... Like, I'm sorry, Ellie, I'm sure you're a lovely person, but think of the most female bullshit you've ever heard, and this is what it's about to be. Okay, I found a fairly fun fact for you. Gay men have bigger penises than straight men, although straight men are bigger dicks. Oh, because fuck men. And oh my god, men are pigs, men are stupid, men are dumb, okay? Because one time this boy was mean to me, but all my gay friends, they would never hurt me, so they have big dicks. But all my straight male friends, they're just big dicks. I'm sorry, Ali, but what did you want me to say to that? Like, that's literally... Like, you've seen that on Tumblr, and you've gone, oh my god, yes, I've been hurt by a guy before, and thus I'm going to apply my one experience to every single straight male on the planet. I have so many problems with this, okay, and I'm sure Ellie's lovely. I'm pretty sure at the end of the email, she says, I look forward, to seeing your show in Perth. Yeah, like, she's coming to my show. Ellie's lovely, alright, but... The thing I have a problem that with, I have a problem, Ellie, with this, because you've clearly just seen this, like, not even the fact that you've just seen this on Tumblr and then sent it to me, or Facebook or whatever, but there's problems with that statement. How do you know, like, okay, let's put aside the fact that this is a fact, not just a shit girl joke, okay? That, oh my god, gay men have bigger penises than straight men, although straight men are bigger dicks. Like, let's put that aside. How, like, why have you seen the cock of a gay man? Like, why is a gay dude showing you his cock? Like, that is the most heterosexual move from a gay dude, like, of all time. Just, like, showing someone who you are physically unattracted to, hey, look at my big cock, apparently. That, so that means you wouldn't have anything to compare a gay cock to a straight cock with. So, look, I don't know what cocks you've seen, but... I think what you've done there is you've gone, this is a fairly fun fact, but you've only thought about 50% of the population, which is one gender, which is females. So I personally don't find that fact fun, Ellie, but thanks for sending it in. But thank you so much for coming. She's not going to come to the show in Perth now. There's no way Ellie's just going to be there in attendance after that. And you know what? I'm actually proving her point. I'm a straight man and I'm being a fucking huge dick. Anyway, I really hope to still see you at the show, Ellie. Thank you very, very much for your correspondence and your female fun fact. You know what? I'm sure all the girls listening to this podcast... actually laughed at what you said in, and all the dudes were just like, I don't get it. Oh, because you've used two meanings for the word dick. Humorous. Like, you know what? I'm sure your fact was actually appreciated by all the girls listening to this podcast. So thank you very much, Ellie. I often find it hard to connect with that female audience because I'm an asshole myself. But you know what? Thank you for helping me achieve that. I hope to still see you at the Perth show. Now let's do biggest fears / phobias. So I asked you guys, remember a few weeks ago we were doing the worst thing you've ever been caught for? And this is why I stopped doing it. This is why we had to stop doing that because I did it a couple of weeks. I got sent in one by Matt, right? The worst thing you've ever been caught for. I had to stop it because you guys are just horrible people. Matt said, a while back in your podcast, you talked about the worst thing we've done. Well, today my mates and I broke into a Melbourne train driver room and stole the fire extinguisher and let it off at a local Macca's. We also locked a teacher in a classroom for an hour today. Lol. And that was just the end of his... that was the end of his email. What the... Like, that's why I had to stop that. I got so many emails where it's like, you didn't even get caught for that. You just, hey, this is my, how much of an arsehole I've been this week. Hopefully you read it out in the podcast. Anyway, this week I asked you guys to send in if you have a weird fear or phobia. And now lots of people send in stuff and I don't know if they have the phobia or they're just telling me about the phobia. It's very, very confusing. So, anyway, I'll go down the, let's start off in the Facebook group. So if you haven't joined the Facebook group, get in there, Memoirs of a White Guy Facebook group. And, guys, we got to 300 people in the group. I said by next week, can we get to 300 people? Let's try and get to 400 this week. All right, jump in there. If you haven't already joined the Facebook group, get in there. It's a lot of fun. We have discussions about random shit in the comment sections of about, this week we're talking about phobias and there was a few good fat bird memes. You're missing out if you're not in there. Anyway, so I said, guys, I need a few more fear/phobias for tomorrow's episode. Can you help me out? And people did. Dylan said, I have a fear of commitment. Does that count? No, it doesn't, Dylan, but it was pretty funny. Daniel said, it's called, and now the problem with this segment is, as you guys know, I don't know how to pronounce shit correctly. Big words especially. Large words, I don't know how to pronounce. So I'm going to struggle with this segment a lot, which I've just realized. This one is from Daniel. It's xanthophobia, which is the fear of the color yellow. Now, these may not all be pronounced right. I found out the other week that I've been pronouncing the word orifice wrong for 3 years. You know, I was pronouncing Peugeot wrong? Peugeot wrong? Because that's the thing, I just call it Peugeot now because I think it's funny. But anyway, I was pronouncing Peugeot as Peugeot. I was pronouncing orifice as orifice. So an orifice is like a hole in your body, like your nose or like your dick hole or your butthole, any like hole or like, you know, like your mouth is an orifice, I think it's every hole in your body. And I think Emily was the one who told me that it was orifice, and I'd never seen it written. And then I was with Lewis. It was actually on his podcast. Go listen to that. I was on Lewis's podcast a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, I just said the word orifice. And he's like, what? And it was that exact same thing where someone goes, what did you just say? And you know you've said it wrong. And I'd have to deal with this all the time. And you just get less confident. He's like, what'd you call it? I'm like, orifice. He's like, what are you saying? I'm like, orifice. And he's like, pronounce it. I'm like, orifice. And he just burst out laughing. He's like, it's orifice, dickhead. And whatever, mate. He didn't fucking know where Darwin was. He thought Darwin was in Tasmania. So fuck you, Lewis. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, anyway, xanthophobia, I hope I pronounced that right, is the fear of the color yellow. You'd absolutely hate Coldplay, wouldn't you? Megan said, trypophobia is the fear of holes. So, like, people who are scared of, like, I don't know if they're actually, you'd hate that movie, Holes, starring Shia LaBeouf, wouldn't you? But it's pretty much just fear of, like, so you probably actually have a fear of orifices. So, but holes is weird. These ones, I don't think these people actually have the fear. This one's quite a common one that's come up this week is nomophobia, which is quite weird. It's the fear of being without mobile coverage. So I think it's no mobile phobia. That's what it stands for. So like, that's pretty much the most first world shit ever. Like having a fear of not having internet, like of not having phone reception. That's fucking proper Memoirs of a White Guy shit. I don't have that fear though. I'm not even that privileged. Like if you, that's one thing. If you have nomophobia, you actually need to check your privilege. You'd be like a level 800 shit lord. What's the next one? Bustrophobia. This one was sent in by Tom. Bustrophobia, the fear of buses. He said, I'm more worried about them rolling on me than I am being in them, though. Oh, so he actually has this. Bustrophobia. Man, you'd hate the magic school bus. Like, that's the thing. All these things, like, it's so regular things. Like, I don't look at a bus and I'm like, fuck bus! And just, like, I don't get, like, anxious around, like, public transport. But there's some people, you never think about that. Some people, like, think about even earlier today. I bet you've seen a bus today if you've been outside. Like, some person also would have seen that bus and absolutely shat themselves, but you were just like, oh, it's a bus. Oh, cool. Like, you just didn't think anything of it. And then some dude probably crossed the road to be away from a bus stop. This one was sent in by Hannah. Olmophobia is the fear of belly buttons. I actually knew this. That's a weird one. What's another one? Somnophobia, a fear of falling asleep. This is actually really common, this one. But I don't know. Again, these people don't have it. So I don't know why they're sending these in. Oh, this one's from Hannah again. This one's very funny. Okay. So this phobia is the fear of long words, right? So some people have a fear of long words. And the phobia is called hippopotamus stressor quipped adaliophobia, which is the fear of long words. And I'm pretty sure it's about 20-something characters long. It looks like longer than Superfralicagilisticexpialidocious. Like, that's... it's like, you'd hate Mary Poppins if you had that fear. Jesus Christ. I'm now kind of realizing how much it would suck. Imagine if you had all these fears. You couldn't leave the house. Like, you couldn't go outside, because you couldn't even, like, bury your fears in a hole because you're scared of holes. And also, if you had, like, no mobile reception, you'd be like, fuck, we need to get to a place with mobile reception. Let's catch the bus. Oh, shit, I can't. I got bustrophobia. Your life must suck. Oh, man, I don't think anyone has all of these. Jaden said his biggest fear is when a girl asks you to eat her ass. So that's, yeah, that's quite scary. That's quite scary. Especially if you're not into butt stuff. So, God, you guys are disgusting. Globophobia. This person actually has it. Globophobia. It's the fear of balloons. Because some people get really anxious knowing that they could pop and make a loud noise at any second. Which, that one I actually understand, because it's like, yeah, I said, do you actually have this? And she said, globophobia, I have the fear of balloons, basically, does that count? And I said, is it the fact that they can poo? I meant to say, is it the fact that they can pop? But I just asked her if balloons can poo. She said, yes, I do. I've never had balloons in any of my birthdays. Poo? Question mark. What? The fact that they can pop, and also the texture. If it's, like, really thin, it freaks me out. Yeah, but no one likes a thin balloon anyway, because they just... it's not even the fear of them popping. It's annoying that they pop so easy. That's a shitty fear. Like, at every party, you'd be anxious. This person, Laura, reckon she has catserid phobia, which is the fear of cockroaches. And she says she has this fear extremely bad. But you know what? Cockroaches are freaky because they don't die. So that's a genuine fear. I'll give her that one. Some of these are stupid, but fear of cockroaches, I'll give you that. I mean, they can't really hurt you, but you couldn't do that show Fear Factor. Brandon Yang said he has homophobia. So you should be in, he would have loved the first Fast and Furious film. Like, he would have been like, oi, faggot. And then like, Brandon was like, oi, that was pretty good. Yeah, that's about it. So, I've got, here's an email one. This is from Jai. Jai said, hey mate, you wanted me to, something about, okay, he said, I thought I'd put in my two cents on phobias. I have claustrophobia, which I think is a pretty common one. Everyone knows, claustrophobia, if you don't know, is the fear of small and confined spaces. And he sent me this video of this dude doing this challenge in a water tank, and he said, that scared the shit out of me, man. The thought of not being able to move, especially if you involve water, and the idea of slowly rising, but you can't escape, but the air keeps getting tighter. Yeah, look, I think everyone has a small... I don't think anyone likes being in a confined space. Anyway, what's next? Oh, wait, no. Jai had a story. He said he used to go to this pool where the floor would go up and down, like the bottom would change depth. So what kind of pools are you going to, man? And the thought of getting caught and dragged underneath the platform where all the water is and you can't escape and you keep pushing, but it's like, holy shit, I'm sweating just thinking about it. You made me sweat just thinking about that. God, you had like pure anxiety just telling that story back to me. That's a weird... why are you going to pools where the water changes depths, man? I think everyone would hate that. That's not even a rational fear. That's just bang on. Before we end, I think there's a few other ones. Oh, this is one that I thought was pretty funny. Venustrophobia is the fear of beautiful women. that's just called being a virgin. Like, I don't, that's like everyone who listens to this podcast has venustrophobia, apparently. Oh, Luke, how do I talk to girls? No, they've all got venustrophobia. But imagine, like you couldn't watch, like, or you couldn't even, like, watch TV, really, because, like, you have to be hot to get on TV, so, man, you're screwed. And this is the last one that I thought was quite weird, is papophobia, which is the fear of the Pope. Like, usually little kids have a fear of the Catholic Church, but fear of the Pope, that's very specific. Oh, welcome Emily to the podcast. She's just walked in. Did you know that some people have venustrophobia, which is the fear of beautiful women? Did you know I have that? That's why I'm quite scared of you right now.
I'm not playing this.
She just proposed, guys. Compliment of the year. You don't want to talk this week, do you?
Cause I'm sick.
She just got home from work and she's sick. I'm going to end the podcast now. I have to end it. No, I have to end it anyway. We've been going for 50 minutes. That's too long. All right.
Do questions first.
I've already done questions. Oh. Anyway. Do you have the fear of... the last phobia is phobophobia, which is the fear of phobias.
Did anyone do the one with the holes?
Yeah.
That's a real one.
Yeah,
that,
it is.
I genuinely have that. That's
of
terrifying.
Holes?
Like, you know the...
Yeah, it's
the
called... Hang on.
Don't Google it.
It's
it
called
freaks me out.
Triphobia. Wait, I'll show you a picture.
Yes, no... Wait, one with the hand. Yes, that. Oh,
it's pollen. It's honey.
Oh, gross.
What, do you have that?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was bagging it before saying that's not a thing.
It's so. Adriana has it too.
Oh, her friend has it. Okay. Anyway, fear of holes. That's weird. But okay. So yeah, what was the last one? The fear. Oh yeah, phobia is the fear of phobias. So if you have that phobia, you would have fucking hated this podcast. Ah, that's hilarious. All right, that's the end of the podcast now. Thank you guys for sending in your phobias. Let's do some more next week. If you think you've got a weird one that you didn't send it in, let me know. We might do it again next week. If not, I'll see you guys at the shows on Friday. And Friday in Sydney, there's 2 tickets left. And Brisbane, there's still tickets available, so go get down. It'll be very fun. I'm excited to do this show again because I haven't done it in a while. So it's going to be sick. Thank you very much for listening, guys.
Woohoo!
Emily's back. see you next week. I'll see you at the shows.